Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Dr. Mark Wood is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the words of Ezekiel, the sheep are scattered. We have our own way of discussing this. We talk about decline in the church, a decline of membership, a decline in attendance, a shrinking church. And we were reminded of this statistically by Barna research just a couple weeks ago, and another survey came out, and this one set a new low as a standard. It said that 47% of Americans surveyed belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque. The first time since these kind of surveys have been undertaken by groups like Barna, the number of people who belong to a religious organization has dropped below 50% in our country. Unaffiliated people. What's going on? What are the reasons for this? Well, there are many, and people are quick to discuss them, quick to point to one factor or another. Why are people unaffiliated with a religion? Well, part of it's postmodernism. It's the natural outworking of a worldview that says there is no real truth. So why should I belong to an organized religion that subscribes to a truth when I have my own truth? There's the generational breaks where we have not passed the faith on to our children or our children's children. They have wandered away from the church and we've allowed them to wander. There's rampant hedonism in our culture where people live simply for pleasure, live in the moment. There's no place for religion in their lives as they fill up their lives with things that give them instant pleasure, if not lasting. There's a whole host of reasons why people have turned away from the church, and not just the church, but synagogues and mosques as well. In fact, they've turned away from joining just about any kind of organization. There's this radical individualism. It's like a cancer in our culture. And yes, of course, there's COVID. Churches having to close or choosing to close, and people deciding that churches that can close must not be very relevant, very helpful. Lots of reasons we can point to, but Ezekiel points to one very clearly here in today's reading. He talks about the failure on the part of the shepherds. Now, if we were to talk about this in contemporary terms, we might turn to an organization like Religion News Services to say, well, what is this failure of shepherds? What does it look like? How does it work out in the contemporary church? And if you read through the headlines in religion news services, you'll find all sorts of examples of ways that the shepherds have failed and the sheep have been scattered. One particular one that caught my attention this past week was involving Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has set up a clergy advisory board, and they are specifically targeting clergy from red states to join this advisory board. And in the words of Alexis McGill Johnson, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, quote, "The clergy advocacy board is a crucial part of our mission at Planned Parenthood to promote, protect, and expand access to health care for all. Planned Parenthood is proud to have religious leaders of all faiths standing with us in this fight." And one of those clergy who have joined this advisory board, advocacy board, is Reverend Katie Zah, who said in an interview with Religion News Services, "As a clergy person who discovered my call to ministry within a Planned Parenthood, it was a no-brainer. There are so few of us who are people of faith who are willing to be bold and audacious about supporting reproductive freedom because of our faith." A shepherd, an advocacy board for an organization that murders unborn children. The sheep are scattered. But it's not a single issue that our shepherds are failing us on. As you go through those headlines on religion news services, you find these others. Quote, "Hillsong to pause operations at Dallas campus, citing leadership failures." Hillsong, which has risen to become an entity of itself, a picture of the contemporary American church, has run into all sorts of leadership failures in recent days. And the news is quick to report them. And not just up-and-coming stars in the contemporary Christian world, but nobody's exempt. Ravi Zacharias, the evangelist who passed away not long ago, has been resurrected, so to speak. And the headline reads, "Ravi Zacharias posthumously defrocked. Ministry suspends fundraising after abuse report." His failures came to light after he passed away, and now the entire ministry is shutting down. The sheep are scattered. And one of the most popular Christian teachers of our day, Beth Moore, has recently been in the headlines. Religious News Service headline reads this way, "Beth Moore apologizes for her role in elevating complementarian theology that limits women leaders." So Beth Moore apologizing for one of the Christian teachings she actually got right. These are the headlines. And the sheep read these headlines, and the sheep are scattered. But we have our own headlines on a smaller scale, not something that splashes across religion news services, but we all know what's going on in our congregations. We know the stories of pastors who have experienced, quote, moral failures, and the congregations that have been rocked by the scandals, and the sheep are scattered. And we can cite case after case of leaders caving into demands of our culture, the preferences of people in everything from worship to teaching. Some even embracing the things that the wild beasts use to devour the sheep. But the greatest destruction of all is not in the things that make headlines. It's more in the mundane things, the routine things. And it starts because we often forget about those wild beasts. We forget that the sheep who have wandered astray are in grave danger. See, Ezekiel says that they are prey and that they're food for the wild beasts. And God calls us sheep to bring to mind that we are defenseless against those who would prey upon us. And it's made all the worse, as Ezekiel points out, that sheep are malnourished. They've been on a diet of popular religion, a diet of teachings too strongly influenced by the thinking of the day, not pure teaching of God's word, law, and gospel, but sadly, far too many of us have had our itching ears satisfied. Defenseless, malnourished sheep scattered into a world that seeks to devour them. And what's our response? What are we doing? Well, by and large, our response is apathy. We say things like, well, it's really their choice. You know, they've made their decision. Who are we to get involved in that? It's none of my business, because religion is a personal thing. Besides going after those strange sheep, that's the pastor's job. Our reaction is to justify ourselves, justify what's going on. And so our children and our grandchildren wander away. We say, well, as long as my adult children go to some kind of church, I guess I'm okay with that. And it doesn't matter that the teachings are not pure. It doesn't matter that the sacraments are not rightly administered. We're just happy they're somewhere, even if it's to their detriment. And then there's our rationalizations. And I've heard this from more than one source. See, this shrinking down of the church, it's really God preparing us. See, it's a calling out of those who really aren't all that faithful to begin with. See, we're finding out who the real Christians are, because the people who are left are the ones that are really committed to Christ. But if the church were now somehow more pure, more committed, seeking the lost sheep could be a far more urgent matter for us. But it's not. We are not gathering the scattered sheep. Who will? Thanks be to God. For Ezekiel today, he tells us, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. God himself, our shepherd. And this is what he has done. In Ezekiel 34:12, he says, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them. See, he would not let his sheep be devoured and destroyed. Instead, he devoured and destroyed the enemy that preyed on his sheep. He became like us, our shepherd. He came to be with us, to live among us, to lie down with us. And he did just that, lie down among us, lie down in our place, in our death, in our tomb. He gave up his life for his sheep. And then he rose victorious over the wild beasts that dared to prey on his sheep. He would not let you be destroyed and devoured. So he's gathered you into his church, into his flock. He's called you out of the darkness and death of this world. He brings you back when you stray. And when he gathers you back, he feeds you with rich spiritual food in the rich pasture of his grace. He speaks those kind words of the gospel that bind up your injuries. He feeds you with his own body and blood to strengthen you. And he provides you with all that you need for this body and life, and even more, for eternal life. This is your shepherd, Jesus, the good shepherd. He has taken his place as your shepherd forever. He is the promised servant in David's line who feeds you and watches over you. Now, under his care, the church, despite all of the external appearances, continues to grow and prosper. You see, we could be distracted by all the headlines of religion news services and the world and the Barna reports and the Pew research. But there's only one headline that really matters in the span of human history. And this is it. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.